In 1994, a Japanese company was planning to set up a factory in America. The company sent their top executives to the USA to find a suitable place and assess the opportunity. They met with several local business people, and one of them invited them to a dinner party. The Japanese executives turned up on time at the party, dressed in suit and tie. However, they were surprised to find that the party was very casual, and most of the attendees were wearing t-shirts and jeans. During the party, the Japanese executives found themselves lost in the conversations, as they did not understand the American idioms and slang. The executives returned to Japan and reported their experience to their CEO. They found Americans to be very direct and forthcoming, and they spoke in a very low-context manner. In Japan, people communicate in a high-context style, which means that many things are implied and understood without being stated outright. In a high-context country, people rely on context and nonverbal cues to communicate. For example, in Japan, people use silence and indirect language to convey their message. In contrast, in America, people rely on the words themselves to convey meaning, and they are very direct in their communication. This communication barrier had almost threatened the partnership between the Japanese company and the American business. However, they were able to overcome this obstacle by hiring a cultural translator who could bridge the gap between the two cultures.